Hi everyone, my name is John Lam, Head of China and Hong Kong Property Research at UBS, and I'm here with Dr. Tao Wang, our Chief China Economist. In this episode, we are going to take a high-level view of the latest China stimulus. So Tao, on October 12th, we just had the Ministry of Finance having a press conference regarding fiscal stimulus. How significant is China's latest economic stimulus?
Hi, John. Hi, everyone. Thanks for the question. Yeah, well, this Ministry of Finance announcement, of course, came after a set of other ministries' announcements. First, the central bank and the regulators on September 24th, then the Politburo meeting on 26th, and of course, the NDRC's non-eventful announcement last week. So I think the Ministry of Finance announcement has been highly expected because despite the monetary easing and easing on the property market, people are looking for fiscal stimulus. So I think in line with all these other announcements, further indicate a shift in overall government policy towards the economy. And the shift is very significant, meaning that they want to stabilize the economy. They want to stabilize the market. So the specific amount may not be as important as the fact that there's a turning point. On the specific announcement of Ministry of Finance, I think the specifics are relatively scarce. The only concrete number for this year is 400 billion local government bonds. And they also talked about some additional funding available and a large one-off increase of local debt restructuring and so on. But overall, I think the important thing to know is that there will be a sizable support from the fiscal side to the overall economy through local governments to help them address their difficulties of payment, arrears to corporate, and also available funding for property destocking. And also, more could be coming, as the Ministry of Finance said, that China's government has the fiscal ability to leverage up, especially the central government. So overall, I think it's significant. The amount right now is not yet very large, but I think it does help to basically lower the downside risk for both the property market and the economy.
On the property side, I would also share something similar as what you mentioned, that is that right now we had still a limited information regarding on the stimulus. So far we had the existing mortgage rate cut by 50 basis points and also the relaxation of the home purchase restriction for the tier one cities. But then more important is regarding on the inventory buyback. So far, we learned that the local government can use the special bond to buy back the inventory from the market. But obviously, we don't know the size, and also we don't know about the implementation details. And I would like to add, so far, the bottleneck regarding on the inventory buyback program is that the rental yield had been too low compared to the funding cost. And also the rental is declining. And therefore, I guess the funding cost will have to be either be further lowered as well as the stabilization of the rental in order to see a more effective program for the inventory buyback. So Tao, regarding on the latest economic stimulus, do you think it is enough or what more can be done here?
That's a very good question. I think the counter question to that is it enough for what? So I think you just mentioned, right, for the property destocking and also for stabilizing the property market, there's a lot more that's needed, and not just the amount of money, but the cost of funding and also some procedures and bottlenecks needs to be addressed. And so it's more difficult to turn around than, say, the equity market itself. So I think the policies announced so far, including the turnaround on multiple fronts, probably could be sufficient if they're implemented quickly. They could be sufficient to get this year's growth close to 5%. But if you say, is this enough to turn around the property market and turn around the overall economy for the sustainable, you know, for next year and the year after, I think probably not yet. And what more needs to be done, you mentioned the details on the property side. I think for the rest of the economy, we need to see more sizable and concrete numbers on fiscal spending. And also, as the government start to focus on removing some of the regulatory or policy uncertainties, boost the business confidence, spend more for social areas so that household is more confident. So all of these can be done. And we could see more announcement coming in late October, but also some maybe in late December when the government has the economic work conference.
Yeah, I also share a similar view as well, because I think right now in the property market, we are having a lack of confidence on the future property price. And on top of that, we have two issues on the property market. One is regarding on the overpriced, and then second one is about overbuilt. And overpriced, what I refer to here is regarding on the rental yield is being too low compared to the funding cost of the local government for inventory buyback or the mortgage rate. And that is more for tier one, tier two cities. And then overbuilt refer to the high vacancy rate, mainly in the lower tier cities. Between the two, I think the overbuilt issue is more challenging to solve because it probably have to take time to digest these vacant properties. While for the overpriced issue, it is more, I would say, easier to solve by lower the funding cost. And obviously, it's also important to see the stabilization and also the confidence for the household sector to come back in terms of their future income, so that the rental could be stabilized. And also with a lower funding cost, then it will mean that holding a property will mean a positive carry here. So actually quite a lot of things here will be needed to stabilize the market, lower the funding costs, inventory buyback, stabilizing the rental, and also the confidence level on the property market. So Tao, going forward, are there any key dates to monitor for the additional policy and also the key data points or indicators for the economy to turn?
Yes, I think for the key policy date, the Minister of Finance talked about that the stimulus are some of that need a legislative approval. So the National People's Congress is supposed to have a meeting later this month. And so that's a date we will watch for specificity of the stimulus. But also in late December, we will have the Central Economic Work Conference, where the government will discuss next year's growth target and budget plan and economic policy. By then, we should also know the U.S. election outcome and any potential of tariffs or other external shock coming, which I think the Chinese government will respond. So that's a good time to watch. In terms of the economic indicators, you know, I have become half a property analyst, though we are very, very much watching closely property sales, and which I think could precede the stabilization of property prices. And also on the retail sales front, I think consumer confidence has been weak, overall spending has been weak. So we're watching retail sales very closely for indications of a turnaround in domestic demand. And on the government side, the Chinese government has been contracting, basically fiscal policy has been very tight. They cut spending, they owe people arrears and so on. So a turnaround around in that, whether government spending are actually improving, their debt to corporates are improving. So these are the key indicators that we are watching very closely.
On the property side, I would add two data points that I monitor quite closely. The first one is regarding on the secondary listing, because this is a reflection of the homeowners, their expectation on the future property price. which is pretty important, because if they think that the price is going to decline, then they will probably list their properties or more properties for sale, which is what we have experienced in the past 1 or 2 years in terms of the negative feedback loop. And at the same time, a higher listing will also means that there will be a cannibalization with the new home sales, which also add the pressure on the developers in terms of cash flow. Second one is regarding on the rental. I think rental price or rental index is a pretty good data point in terms of telling investors or myself regarding on the underlying demand supply dynamics for residential properties, without the impact or influence from the speculative demand or price expectation. So pretty clean data for me to monitor. So I guess will be these two data points here. Thank you for visiting the UBS Research Pop-Up. That was an overview of China latest stimulus with me, John Lam, Head of China and Hong Kong Property Research, and Dr. Tao Wang, Chief China Economist at UBS. If you have enjoyed this episode, please tune in again and share this episode with a friend of your colleague.
This information is subject to a disclaimer at the end of this podcast. Please ensure you listen to the disclaimer and go to www.ubs.com for further information about UBS.